Hello there. The story today happened after Jesus had risen from the grave. What would you think if you were walking along a country road and suddenly Jesus came and walked with you? This is exactly what happened to Cleopas and Luke.
Why are you so sad, my friends? Has some tragedy happened?
You must be a stranger to this country. We had a mighty prophet, a real man of God among us. His name was Jesus of Nazareth. The chief priest and our rulers arrested him and turned him over to the Romans, and he was crucified. The thing that has puzzled us is that Mary Magdalene and others have told us he has risen from the grave today, after he had been buried 3 days.
You are so slow of heart to believe. The prophets told you that Christ would come and suffer many things, and then enter into his glory.
What prophecies are you talking about?
In the early scriptures, Moses wrote, "A child of the woman shall strike the head of Satan." When Jesus died on the cross, man was given power over Satan. For the Lamb of God was slain for the sins of all men.
I'm beginning to see. Tell us about Abraham's promise.
The Lord promised Abraham, "In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Jesus was of the family of Abraham and the Son of God. His death on the cross shall be a blessing to all who believe.
Kind sir, we are staying here in Emmaus. It's almost dark. Come in the house, stay with us, and eat with us.
I will eat with you. Father in heaven, I thank you for this bread. Now, dear Father, open the eyes of these men so that they may see the light of the world.
He disappeared right into thin air. It was Jesus. He has risen from the dead. Didn't our hearts burn within us? We'll go to Jerusalem and tell everyone.
When your heart is burning with the love of Jesus, you can't hold it in. You want to tell everyone. Do you know Jesus? Do you have him in your heart? He's waiting for you to invite him in. Just bow your head and pray, "Jesus, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Forgive me and come into my heart, and I'll live for you." Amen.